What, homemade bread you
talking about? Well, I'm talking about bread. There are two different kinds of bread, really, according to where you get it. You'd either have homemade bread or you'd go out and get some...
Bread from the store, bought and baked?
Would you call it bakery bread or bought bread or...
Well, that's a fun way of, well, you go to the store and buy it, of course, I went to the store and got some light bread.
I see.
Some light bread, something like that, you call it, like, buy that from the store.
Okay. Did Mrs. McGee ever make any donuts?
No.
All right, did you ever see anyone making any?
No.
Do you ever have any griddle cakes? Griddle cakes or flapjacks or fritters?
Flapjacks, the same thing I just quit talking about.
Oh, batter cakes are the same thing as flapjacks. All right, what are fritters? Have you ever heard of fritters?
No.
Flitters.
Sir? Flitters. Flitters? Same thing.
That's the same thing.
Flitter. They call that a batter cake.
Get it.
They call them flitter.
Okay. Make you think of things you hadn't thought of in a long time.
Right.
If you have 1 pound of flour and you buy one more, then you have two.
2 pounds.
All right. To make bread rise, you add a cake of?
Baking powder.
Or a cake of?
Salt or something.
Yeast.
Baked powder, yeast,
all the same. Oh, okay. When you break an egg, you usually have two parts of it. You have the white and you have the...
The yellow.
All right. If you put eggs in a pan and you cover them with water and let the water come to a bubble, and you let it stay in there for a while. When you're through, you have?
Boiled.
All right. Are there different kinds of boiled eggs?
It'd be boiled eggs, it'd be a toasted egg or something, what do you call it?
How do you make toasted eggs?
I think you put some hot water in and break them in the skillet. Don't you cook them with water, that's nothing but the water.
You break those?
Break them in and put them in hot water and break them in whatever. It's like you're going to fry them, but you're toasting them in water, you know, be nothing but water.
I see.
That water won't let them, you know, that water cook, they like grease cook them.
I see.
They call it toasted eggs.
Do you let the water keep boiling?
Boiling, yeah.
Boiling.
Like break them away.
Yeah.
How long does it take from to cook that one?
Well, don't take them long.
Don't
that water
boiling. Water
boiling.
I guess so. When you're cooking, you sometimes use a kind of pork that you use to season with. You know, you'll have a certain kind of pork meat that you'll use to, say, to season vegetables, beans or turnip greens or something.
What do you mean, put in the green meat or some kind of meat? Mm-hmm. You
some kind of pork meat, I think of pork meat.
Yeah, it's pork, yeah, we use, well, some of them use, some of them call it boiling, you know, boiling pork or something like that.
Now, salt pork?
Well, it's a salt pork, and you got to, buy a piece of bacon, call it boiling bacon, some of them call it buy. Called boiling bacon, you know, just to boil it.
Is it the same thing as
same
salt
thing
pork?
Same thing, salt pork, yeah.
Is fatback something?
Fatback, all that's called to be boiling pork, or boiling meat, but it depends upon what a person lack about it, you know. Some people don't like no fat meat. They won't boil with this fatback. They fry it and let the grease come out and eat that. That's called fatback.
Mm-hmm.
The way they cook that. But it's all the same.
It's all the same meat.
Same meat, but it, you
but
know,
it's just what you have the way you cook it.
The way you're cooking, You season your boil with it. You season your vegetable with it if you want, any way you want. Depends upon what part of it you lack. If you don't lack the fat back, you don't boil with the fat back. You get this, you know, bacon, the straight on bacon, salt bacon, called salt meat. Just put it in there. But it's a bacon and a regular salt meat. See, it's just the sun. Now salt meat is just a plain piece of meat that cured up with plain salt, white salt. Then there's another meat, bacon meat is cured up with this sugar cured with bacon, salt, and the brown salt is cured up with. And that's the difference between two bacon there.
I see. What about sow belly?
That's
not the same thing, is it?
Same. Well, it's a meat.
It is the same thing?
It's a food called sour belly. Well, that's a certain part of the meat they call sour belly.
Is it the belly?
That come right down the belly. That called sour belly, you know.
Oh, Now that's the fat on the outside.
That's right, that's right.
I see. What about side meat? Now that's different.
Side meat.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's upper part of the rib. That's upper part
all
of the rib.
All of this is salt pork.
Salt pork, all of the same meat.
It's just, they're talking about where it came
from. Where it came from, that's right.
I see. If you're buying your bacon, and you're not buying it sliced in the little packages, and you buy a big piece of it, you'd say, I bought a bacon.
Well, don't you already cut up and sliced it. I bought some slab bacon.
Mm-hmm, that's what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. And if you do buy slab bacon, before you can...